Once a week on Tuesdays, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Fort Mill School District. Chief Communication Officer is here, Joe Burke. And Joe, in the last week, you've been here now three times.
I feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever, really.
You're like a co-host.
Well, you've had a busy week last week.
It has been, yes. Yes, it has.
With the announcement of Superintendent Dr. Chuck Epps bringing everyone up to speed. He announced his retirement. He's going to finish this school year, which actually ends June 30th. Mm-hmm. The hope is, fingers crossed, to have a new superintendent in place and ready to go by July 1st.
July 1, yes.
And Dr. Epps is going to stay on.
Yes. So that's another wonderful thing, is that he's going to stay on. He's agreed to stay on through December in a support role to help make that transition smooth, which is an absolute wonderful thing for any superintendent, especially coming into our district with a long-serving superintendent.
Now, in the society we live in, people want answers and results immediately.
Sure.
So let's bring everyone up to speed on what it looks like when you're searching for a new superintendent.
Sure. That is one of the roles that falls with the school board. So it's not a traditional HR role, like we post jobs and then we bring people in and interview them for it. So this actually falls to our school board. And the school board will get an opportunity to make determinations on how they want to go about the search, how broadly they want to host the search, whether it's, you know, statewide, regional, national. And then they also get to make options or selections on who they want to help them with the search. So a lot of school boards will bring in outside firms like the School Boards Association, those kind of things, to help them navigate this process and identify candidates and schedule bringing them in, all of that stuff. So it is a little bit of a complex process, and it's going to take a few months to get that done, especially since a lot of this stuff, for example, you know, choosing a firm to do this would have to be voted on by the board. So it'll be in conjunction with our board meetings that'll be coming up. But obviously, we'll keep everybody up. Well, once we get to the point where we make announcements of finalists and that kind of thing, we'll make sure and share those as well, too. But it is a very involved process. It does not happen overnight, and it doesn't usually happen within a couple of weeks. So it does take a little while to complete.
And what you said, which I know people in today's society want, they want transparency. Mm-hmm. For everything. And this is a process, and we've seen it play out in other school districts over the years. This is a process that, for the majority of it, will play out in front of the eyes of everyone. The certain interview of the candidates, you know, will obviously take place, you know, on their time, but the people, the community, get a chance to also hear from some of the like, this is a very transparent process.
Well, actually, usually in the process, when you're working with the firms, that kind of thing, there's a lot of interaction between the firms. Will come in and talk to staff and talk to community members and those kind of things, and find out what they're looking for in a superintendent, which will help with the process. And then, of course, once you hit certain points where you get down to your finalists, those kinds of things, generally those are announced publicly, so people kind of know who's in the running for the position. So, yes, there is a lot of transparency in this. And again, like I said, a lot of these things will have to be discussed in open sessions during board meetings, that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's going to be a full involvement process. I think it's going to be a really interesting process. I mean, we have not done this in a very long time, 15 years in Fort Mill. So it's going to be new to most everybody here. But it will be something that I have a lot of thought put into it, and a very meticulous process to find the next leader of our district.
And when we learned from Dr. Epps last week, he announced his retirement during this time because it does give the board ample time. He said it's typical that a superintendent would probably announce a retirement in, you know, February, March, and April to give the board plenty of time to do everything, to have somebody in place, hopefully by July 1.
Yeah, you want to be able to do that where you can make that easy rollover. Our year in schools rolls over June 30th into July 1, so that's kind of when we start. It's not a normal calendar year. So having that chance to really lead up to that process, to that date, and have somebody identified and in place. And then, like I said, obviously the additional time that he's promised us to help with the transition is even more important.
We're speaking with Joe Burke. He's with the Fort Mill School District. Joe, let's look at the calendar for this year.
Sure.
I know there have been some makeup days, some e-learning days. Let's bring families in the Fort Mill School District kind of up to speed where we are with makeup days, e-learning days, and everything else.
Seeing as how this is a holiday. Yeah, well, the next 2 weeks are, holiday weeks.
So this year's been a little bit, we haven't seen a year like this in a while, where we've had several days that we've missed due to weather. We had an issue out of our control with a water main break in October last year. So it's been a little bit of an unusual year for us, especially with the winter weather coming in here in January, which we really haven't seen a lot of. Of course, we had tropical storms and hurricanes, multiples of those come in last semester. So it has been a little bit of a challenging year with that. Where we're currently at, We had already scheduled the makeup day for the October water main break for this Friday. It is a teacher work day, so our staff will be in at work. But we have a e-learning day scheduled for that to make up the day for in October. That means we will now have made up 3 days that we have missed. And under South Carolina attendance law, school districts are required to make up the first 3 days that they miss. They must do that. That's why we have a minimum of 3 days identified on the calendar. In this case, we now have missed four with the most recent snow day, if you want to call it that, ice day, whatever you want to call it. Weather day on January 22nd. So at this point in the year, we're getting down to where it's a little bit tough for us to figure those days in. With e-learning, we've been able to make up those days on day of if there's enough lead-up planning time. Unfortunately, we did not have that for the January 22nd day. So our school board yesterday looked at the situation, and while we generally want to make up all of our missed instructional time, because of the situation going on this year, we've got some state-mandated training on some of our future days that we have off for students. The board did decide to exercise their right under the law to forgive a day. They're allowed to forgive up to 3 days after the first three are made up. So they've forgiven this one day on January 22nd. So we will still have our e-learning day this Friday to make up for the day in October, but the fourth day they have chosen to forgive and to waive it at the board level for our students. So we will not be making up that.
So on Friday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day in the Fort Mill School District, that is an e-learning day.
Yes.
And then on Monday, February the 17th, that's just...
That's the President's Day holiday.
Okay,
yes. So
that's a day off. Okay, perfect. Yeah. But learn about your presidents.
Yes.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. And not only your presidents, we want to celebrate our school counselors, which we have been celebrating.
That was a fun week last week. So last week was the recognition week for school counselors. And we worked with our video department. Reed Bennett over there in our video department put together some great feature stories on our counselors. Those are all on our social media page, Facebook and all that. We'd love for you guys to go watch those. Really get a chance to kind of learn from some of our counselors what they do every day. And, of course, from our students is what it means to them and what it does provides for them. So please, if you got a chance, go watch those videos. We've already seen some great comments on there. People who've had those counselors in previous years or their students have had those counselors in previous years talking about, you know, how great they were for their kids. And it really is an important role in our schools.
I think what's so great about a school counselor, I have a high school student as well, and they not only take care of like the emotional, mental health kind of needs at that level, but they're also helping them plan for their future. It's kind of like double duty.
Yes,
and I think a lot of people sometimes don't understand what all goes into being, especially a high school counselor.
Yeah, so. I think one of the things, and I see this as a parent too, like, you know, as a parent, we talk to our kids about what we want them to do when they get older, but that doesn't necessarily mean we always listen to what they want to do when they get older.
That's right.
So our counselors make a great sounding board for our kids to come in and talk about things, you know, to kind of help with that future planning based on what they feel they want to do, as well as the social emotional part of that too. But they're just a great resource for our students in all aspects.
And for parents as well, when you have questions about college applications and FAFSA and all
and
filling
all the
out those reports
that are out there. Oh my gosh, that's
so
great.
Much, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of options that our counselors provide to our students, and it's just, again, a wonderful thing to be able to have available.
It's great.
We're going to take a moment and honor Gold Hill Elementary School. It has been named a finalist for the Palmetto's Finest Award.
Yeah, that's our highest award that our state offers to K-12 schools. So, you know, we're very, very proud of them to have been selected this. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it's an honor to even be selected as one of the finalists. And then they'll get to complete the process in April. They'll do, in general, the state hosts a kind of a broadcasted show where they announce the winners. So obviously we got our fingers crossed for Mr. Burris over there and his team at Gold Hill Elementary. And hopefully they're going to be able to bring this home. But to be honest with you, just getting selected as a finalist for this is a great honor in our state.
It said 29 schools across South Carolina submitted comprehensive 20-page applications.
Yes.
Which were followed by on-site visits from a review committee, and then they'll make a decision. Yeah. And being named a South Carolina Palmetto Finest means what exactly for a school?
Well, I mean, you think about it, a lot of people out there are very familiar with the National Blue Ribbon and those kinds of things. This would be the state equivalent of those awards. So to get one of these awards, it says a lot of things about your school because it's not just tied to your academics. That is a piece of it, but it's also about the culture you have at your school, the environment you provide for your students. As you said, it's a very lengthy application process followed by the visits. So you have people coming into your building. They're watching what you're doing, seeing what's going on, you know, seeing the way your school is laid out. So it's a very thorough and in-depth thing. thing. So to get this honor really is something that the schools are very proud of. And again, like I said, it's the highest one that's offered in our state. So we're really impressed to have them at this point.
It's always good to have a third party come in and inspect what you're doing to see where you're succeeding and where you can improve. And I think it's fantastic.
Yep.
And you get like a nice rug or a mat, don't you?
Yeah, it's changed a little bit over time, but I think they had a banner.
You do get a mat. I went to Palmetto's Finest Elementary School in Charleston, and you do get a big mat for the front.
Welcome mat.
Welcome mat.
I mean, you win one of those things, you want to display it off.
Yeah,
get
everybody
to see it as soon as it comes in.
A rug, a mat, a banner, whatever it is.
All of it.
We'll fly it all and celebrate.
That's
good luck to Gold Hill Elementary School. I know you'll keep us in the loop, and fingers crossed for those talented folks over there in the Fort Mill School District. As always, Joe, we appreciate the update from the Fort Mill School District.